We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, I get these nasty messages from folks who are outraged that I would take this stance regarding transgender athletes. I'm kind of a problem-solving guy. Built my career around it. Someone reaches out to me with a problem, and I solve it. Period. If there isn't a problem, I can't solve it. So what this is doing is exactly what I said it would do. The folks that are yelling at me and screaming at me, I was glad you're back until now. All I'm suggesting is, if there's a problem, fix it. If there's not a problem, there's not a problem. What really disheartens me is the angst this creates among so many parents who don't read that there are no cases. They just get mad. Now they're mad at me. Good luck with them. Hey, I got to do something here. I am so grateful to hear this. I've said this for 15 years now. Our favorite hotel in the world is the William Penn. Stay there so many times. I have insane memories of nights at the William Penn with my wife, romantic nights, wonderful nights with my kids. Snacks, treats, Christmas, New Year's, light up night, you name it, at the William Penn. And so when I heard they were reopened, I was so grateful to hear that, because I have talked incessantly about downtown. I've talked incessantly about the hopelessness, right? And the lack of business opportunities and the fear of going downtown. However, comma. When the Big Boy opens, when the William Penn opens, for me, in my world, it offers hope. And when I heard it from my boy John that they're open again, I had to grab them just to kind of talk about hope in downtown and bringing it back as quick as possible. Bob Page with the William Penn. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how are you?
Well, my man, you heard me. It's got to feel good just to say we're open for business. You know what I mean?
You have no idea. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Marty. We're thrilled to be back open and have the doors back open again.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm trying to put my arms around how long you were shut down, man.
We were shut down for a full year. So we closed the doors on March 23rd of last year. So, yeah, it was a long time, just a little bit over a year.
And here's my deal. Once the William Penn's back, the big players back, don't you think this sends a message, I hope it does, to the community and the region that there's hope, that we're back, that we're bringing it back, and come on downtown, sir?
Yeah, we sure hope so. I think that, we're starting to see, some pent-up travel demand that's starting to come back again, and we sort of had to wait for that to happen to get the doors back open again. But, I think as we move forward, we're encouraged, and we're seeing occupancies, grow a little bit as we get further on into the year. But even in the month of April, we've got a few things going on that, that are happening for us. So it's great.
Now, here's the thing, and I know this because you know Pittsburgh and you know downtown. Man, early on when everything was shut down, I call it Thunderdome. It was depressing. And so to hear that you're back open again, it offers a sense of hope. But again, things aren't 100%. But what are you telling folks that want to come and stay at the hotel about safety and staying there and accommodations at my favorite hotel, by the way?
Oh, certainly. Well, it's perfectly safe, I will assure you that. We have sanitation protocols in place, what we call Omni's Safe and Clean program that extends in all public areas as well as the guest rooms and, you know, all of the high-touch areas that are being sanitized on a more regular basis, you know, masking during your time here in the hotel except when you're in your room. It's perfectly safe, and we've welcomed guests already, and they seem to be excited about it, and, you know, it's nice to see people wander through the lobby once again.
Well, how about the folks having weddings? Man, what a relief for them, and parties, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got a wedding coming up on Saturday,
nice.
As a matter of fact.
Nice.
It's about 100 people, and, you know, we've got some other group business that's happening this coming weekend as well. So, we're excited. I mean, we opened up quickly, and we opened up to some business, which is great.
Bob Page with the William Penn. Hey, Bob, are you still restricting access to food and alcohol, sir? That's what I'm being told.
Only through the restaurants, Marty. So we're not going to open up a restaurant until May 1st.
Okay.
I think we're going to start with our Palm Court Lounge, and we're going to basically have that be our breakfast, lunch, and dinner restaurant initially.
Nice.
And then as occupancy ramps back up, we will start to open up the other outlets here in the hotel. But we are serving food and beverage through our banquet area. So the weddings and, you know, any of the other group business will be able to have access to food and beverage.
And can I get room service?
No room service.
Okay.
Nope.
And when will room service come back?
We're not certain yet.
Okay.
Again, we're going to watch occupancy, see how that ramps up. And, you know, once it makes sense and we have enough rooms in the house to warrant that, we'll take another look at it.
Yeah. My whole thing, and I picked on the mayor for this, and I don't want to drag you into my fights with the mayor, but that Pittsburgh has to do some big things to get folks enthusiastic, excited, thrilled to come back downtown again. Don't you think there has to be an announcement? We're open. We're here. Come on down. Don't you think we have to do more, sir, to make folks excited about being back downtown again, Bob?
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I think some of the things that they do around the holidays might be a good time to do that now.
Nice.
You know, let's do some free parking. Let's, let's get some people back down here to enjoy the things that are open in the city. And I think that'll just encourage other business owners to reopen again as well.
The only thing that I don't like about your reopening again, and I'm just going to be honest with you, Bob, because it is my favorite hotel, is that my in-laws have a room there that they've had for at least 12 years. And now that you're open again, my in-laws can come back to Pittsburgh to visit us.
we'll welcome them with open arms either way, Marty. So that's fine with us.
Barb and Gary headed back. Bob, I love it there. I'm telling you, when I heard you were reopening from my boy John, who I love, it's thrilling. This is what Pittsburgh needs right now, man. Optimism and hope. If we don't get our arms wrapped around things are going to be okay, they won't be okay. And we've got to be enthusiastic about the William Penn opening again. I'm very grateful for your time, my man.
You're very welcome, Marty. Thanks for having me.
I love the William Penn. I was kidding about my in-laws. Kinda. A little bit. Maybe not. But they do. They have a room there that has two toilets and two sinks in the same bathroom, something like that. And they've been going to it for at least a dozen years. I'm not kidding. They're well known at the William Penn for various reasons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.